Hey everyone, Kyle here from Smart Blogger, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to format your ebook for Kindle using Caliber. Now, you may wonder, why do I need software to convert my ebook? Well, technically you don't. You can format your file in Word or in Google Docs. However, I'm guessing you're planning on eventually writing more than one book, right? So Caliber is an organizational tool. It keeps your ebook files all in one place so that you don't have to constantly sift through files on your computer to find them. It also converts in just a couple of clicks if you need a new version of your book. Everything is all handy here in your menu. You can get multiple versions of it here just by clicking on it once you convert it. So your first step is going to be to download the program. It's free. You have the link to the download page in this lesson, so I'm not actually going to go through all of that with you. You'll need to sign up for an account, which is basically like signing up for any of the other thousands of online accounts that you've probably done in the past. One thing to note when you're signing up is that you'll want to use the email address that's associated with your Amazon account. That is the account that you are planning to publish under, because Caliber can send books directly to your Kindle, and doing it that way will just help save you some time. So the first thing that you're going to do is open the program after you've downloaded it, and you'll see this dashboard. It looks complicated, might look a little bit overwhelming, but you only need to know how to use a few of these functions, so it's nothing major. The first thing that you're going to do is click on this Add Books button here and choose the file for the book that you want to upload. And it uploads it quickly, just like that. I'm going to use this copy of John's AI Writer as an example. And it is best to upload it as a Word file. You'll see here docx, that's the Word extension. Just make sure that you have everything formatted the way that you want it to look in your final ebook. Now, if you're like me and you write everything in Google Docs, that's okay too. You can download it as a Word document straight from Google Docs, and it shouldn't be a problem. It's easiest if you don't include your cover. You'll notice here that this is just kind of a bland cover that they've added. It's easiest if you don't include your cover in your Word doc, because we're going to upload that later as a separate file. If you don't, then the final image might come out as stretched or out of proportion. So the next thing that you're going to do is click Edit Metadata. And your metadata is basically just your book information, your title, author, any other publication information that you want to include. So the title of this book is AI Writer. You'll notice here that if you change something on this side, then the corresponding square on this side, field on this side, is going to turn red until you fix it to match. So that's AI Writer. The author is John Morrow. Of course, that's going to be you in your book. And here where it says author sort, this is how you would see the author's name categorized in a database. So in this case, it would be Morrow John, because in a database, it would be alphabetical. You'll see that it likes that. It turned green, so everything looks good there. This is also where you can upload your cover image. It says change cover. So I'm going to go ahead and get my cover file, go to browse here. I've downloaded a JPEG already from Canva, which is my cover image. I'm going to click on that and boom, easy as that. It uploads, and when you finish, you can click OK. All right, so that's the first part. The next part is actually where we're going to convert the book. So you're going to go here to where it says Convert Books, and it's going to pull up this window. You're going to see two separate boxes here in the top corners. The first is for input format, and it should match the type of file you uploaded. The next is for output format, and it should match the type of file that you want to format it. Amazon accepts a number of different types of files. We recommend using EPUB, and that's kind of the general recommendation, because EPUB works with a variety of e-readers and across multiple platforms if you decide to sell your book on a platform other than Amazon, and you want people to be able to download it on an e-reader. So for this section, that's all you need to do. Next up is look and feel. For this section, the only thing that you need to do is click the embed all fonts in document. That's going to make sure that all of your fonts that you used in your original manuscript carry over. Okay. And I forgot to mention, you don't want to click OK. You want to click straight down this list. If you click OK, it's going to already convert your file into an EPUB and you won't have everything finished. So next up is heuristic processing. You actually don't need to do anything here. It's a little tool for helping catch mistakes, but it can also really mess up your formatting. So you can skip that. Next is page setup. This is important because the converter for Kindle, which is the default setting, will produce small, grainy images if you don't fix it here. So to avoid image problems, you want to select iPad 3 on this page because it produces the highest resolution images. And that's it for this section. You're going to move on to structure detection. If you've properly formatted your book in your original file, meaning you've added page breaks for your chapters, you've got your spacing the way you want it, your paragraphs, indents, margins, everything there, you can select none here. And you can leave, remove fake margins there to help. Next up is table of contents. Now, under table of contents, you want to make sure that force use of auto-generated table of contents is unchecked. And you don't want that to be checked because you don't want Calibre to go in and create its own table of contents. That would throw off everything else in your book. And that would just kind of make it messy. So you don't want to have anything clicked for creating a table of contents. You can include a table of contents, and you should, in your book, and you can easily link that up there, and that should carry over from your manuscript. All right. So the next thing that we're going to go to is search and replace. And this one is another skipper. You don't actually need to do anything here. The next two are your input and output. The first one is should match the type of input format that you downloaded. You don't need to do anything here. Just make sure that they match. This says DocX, which is the Microsoft Word extension, and it matches here. So you can move on to the EPUB output, which should match, and it does, the type of output format that we want to use. Under output, your chapters in your original doc, you know, you should have already split those on page breaks, like I said earlier. So that's going to create your splits. You don't need to highlight or check anything here. The only thing that you need to click on this page is the preserve cover preserve cover aspect ratio. And you want to do that because we've all seen those books that have been uploaded and the cover looks wonky because it's stretched out or something's wrong with it. And this will preserve the aspect ratio of your original and keep you from having any issues there. All right. So that's got everything covered here for your formatting. You're going to click OK. And it'll just take it a couple of seconds, usually, to reformat everything. If it's a large book, it may take a minute or two, but it shouldn't take very long. And you'll see your new format here in your toolbar. It says EPUB. You can click on that, and it's going to bring up your ebook viewer, and you can look through it to kind of see what it will look like once you have uploaded it onto Kindle. Now, on this, I did not go through in the original and space out the paragraphs or indent the paragraphs, which I would suggest that you do on your original. But that's going to help you see how it will look once everything is uploaded. If you're happy with it, you can keep it. If not, you can go back into your manuscript and fix it again. All right, that's it for formatting your ebook using Calibre. Again, this is a great tool to organize your library as well as easily format your books to upload. Till next time.